Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Good evening and happy Wednesday to everybody out there. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN, and I am your host tonight, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN studio across from Bullard High School on Palm Avenue. And I don't know about you guys, but I am not quite used to this time change. And I figured that the traffic would always be a little bit worse during this week. And sure enough, it is. I remember that from the last few years. And gosh, the traffic out there is horrible right now. But it's great in here. We got a great show lined up for you guys tonight. You can listen to any of the episodes of the Sunbird Sports Show by going to Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Yeah, this show is a podcast as well. We're recording it on Twitch and YouTube as well. So we're going to get some live feed. And it's always great to put faces to the voices that you hear on the radio. We're going to be doing that tonight. Thank you guys for listening. This show is a lot of fun. We highlight all the wonderful student athletes at Fresno Pacific University. I myself am alum of the school. I am a proud alum. I had a great time at the college, earned my undergraduate degree, went on to get my teaching credential, and have stayed close to a lot of people at Fresno Pacific University. Wonderful coaches, wonderful student atmosphere, wonderful academics as well. So I'm happy to share some stories with you guys, hear from the athletes and coaches themselves. And we have something new for this show this evening. Did you know that FPU introduced a new sport? It's going to be happening this season. It's one of the fastest growing in the United States. It's called Stunt. It's a new addition to Sunbird Athletics. It blends elements of cheer, gymnastics, and competitive precision. They'll begin competition in February, but they're practicing right now. In fact, I talked to some of the young women that are involved in this and Coach Alyssa Trout. They're just coming straight from practice. So we'll find out more about the sport, how practices run. There's just lots of information that even I'm not sure of yet. So I had Coach Trout on the show last year, and she did a great job of explaining to me, right, a novice in the sport, about how it works. You guys are going to really enjoy this episode. She's building the program from the ground up as well. So four of the young women that we're going to hear from today, we got Bella Miranda. We have two Allies. We have Allie Geiger and Allie Escalante and Jamie Galvez as well. So we'll go over some news and notes from Sunbird's athletics from the past week. We'll take a break and we'll hear directly from them. Well, the Sunbirds, they had a very successful couple weeks. Well, actually the last week has been really successful for the programs. On Saturday, the men and women's soccer played Concordia University Irvine on senior night, and both of them won. The women play first, and freshman Bailey Roberson fired off her fourth goal of the season to give the Birds a 1-0 win, their third straight victory. The men also won 5-2 with goals from Golden West High's Christian Trujillo, Clovis North's Brian Lopez, and two from Zion Vaughn. And they got a gift. They got an own goal as well. Roberson and Vaughn would be named this week's Raising Cane's Sunbird Athletes of the Week. The men's and women's swim hosted a tri meet at Clovis North on Saturday against Westmont and College of the Sequoias. The men had multi-event wins from Olivier Petre, August Otteson, Oscar Herbert, and Nico Barna. The women also had great results, led by a multi-event win from Visalia's Jillian Lambert, as well as a win from Hermione Rowe in the 50-meter breaststroke. Men's and women's basketball officially opened their seasons with exhibition matches against their D1 crosstown neighbors, which you heard Scott Bemis and myself call live right here on 790 ESPN. Despite a pair of losses, the women fell 87-38, while the men were defeated 88-51. Both teams were able to get valuable game experience against Division I competition. Freshman and San Joaquin Memorial alum, recent guest of the show, Sienna Evans, led scoring for the women with 14 points in her Sunbird debut. Frequent guest Isaac Peralta led scoring for the men with 18 points. And how about that volleyball team? Well, they just keep winning games. They had a string of victories, all in straight sets, continuing their unbeaten streak. Easling taking care of Dominican on Wednesday, Hawaii Pacific on Saturday, and most recently sweeping Hawaii Hilo on Monday. The Hilo match saw strong, well-rounded performances from freshman and Clovis East grad Madeline Faramisco, as well as Clovis North's Sydney Hancock. The Birds currently sit atop the Pac West at 9-0, ranked 12th in the nation, and are 21-0 undefeated overall from this season. An incredible year so far for the women's volleyball team at Fresno Pacific University. All right, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to hear from members of the stunt team from Fresno Pacific University. You're listening to it all on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Fresno Pacific University has started a brand new program. I'm excited to share this with all you guys. It's called Stunt. And last year, we had Coach Trout, we had Alyssa on the show. She did a great job explaining what that looks like, starting a program from scratch. We're going to talk about all those things, but this time we have some members of the team with us. We have Bella Miranda and Allie Geiger here with us as well. All right, opening question. Are you guys nervous? How are you doing? How are you feeling right now?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
I'm a little nervous, but prepared.
All right, in 18 minutes, it will all be over. Everybody will know your story, and you guys will feel fine. You'll be able to breathe and all that good stuff. But Alyssa, thanks for coming back. Really appreciate
it. Of course.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right, so let's just start with the basics. So for everybody out there listening, can you just explain exactly what this looks like? Maybe people are thinking, is it just glorified cheerleading? Like, I don't want to offend you or anything, but just explain exactly what it is you are coaching this year.
So Stunt is a sport version of cheerleading where we take all the skills out of the sport and make it into an actual sport where we compete head to head against another team. So there's four quarters, four rounds per quarter. First quarter is partner stunts. Second quarter is jumps and tumbling. Third quarter, actually, I lied. It's pyramids and tosses second quarter. And then it's jumps and tumbling. And then they put them all together at the end. And there's eight routines per quarter that we can do.
One of the things from our last conversation that I didn't realize is that when you compete against another school, it's the same routine. Mm-hmm. You don't do different routines and come, and you're not judged on that. So each of the judges are looking for specific things from each team, right?
Yeah, so everything has a deduction value. So if a base takes a step, that's a minor deduction. If a fire falls out of the air, that's a major deduction. And each of those have a deduction value like they would in gymnastics. If the legs are apart, it's a tenth of a point, the deduction. Same idea, just moving into the more of the we get all the deductions off it, and whoever has a lesser amount of deductions wins.
And how many minutes per quarter? Did I miss that part?
Each routine's about 30 seconds, but there's time in between each routine. So it goes on for, I don't know, each quarter probably about 10 to 15 minutes or so, depending on how fast the judges are.
Okay.
Or the referees are officials, we call them.
And do you know the point totals after every quarter, or is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At the end,
when we finish, everybody gets off the floor, they do their little celebrations. And then they wait, and then you wait for the officials at the top to say who won. Then they announce it, and then the one that didn't have the possession at the beginning of the quarter, they call the next routine, the coach does. And then we go out and do it at the same time.
How many schools? Is it just one school, or is it multi-schools at an event?
We usually do it all tournament styles, the way Stunt works out. So we'll go down and play a bunch of games at one time in a tournament style, so over a period of 4 days, 3 days, depending on the tournament we're at.
Right. Last question for you before we talk to the girls. How many total participants are there for each school at one time?
So it depends on their roster. Newer schools have smaller rosters because they're building. So we have 28 on the team this year. But the roster size is, there's no maximum. The schools have maximums on there, but some rosters like Kentucky has about 60 athletes on the team. But roughly, I would say 45 to 55 is average roster size for Stunt.
And how many are out there per quarter, I guess I should say?
It depends on the
routine. All right.
Everybody could be out there at one time. The first quarter, the first three routines, there's 12. And then it goes down to 8. And then it goes down to 4 for the last two. And then pyramids, the max is 16 on the floor at one time. And for tumbling, it's 7.
Girls, did you know all those rules?
No,
I still don't know those rules. Are you guys learning something new tonight?
I knew most of it. Well, like, not most, but, like, I knew some of it because I did stunt before.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew, like, about it, but, like, not, like, the specifics.
You're going to get to know the rules as the season moves along, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
That's one of the deals about this. All right, so when
they
did you guys...
They all have the rule book printed out.
It's their homework?
They're supposed homework to read every it. Night?
How many pages is that?
Like 185.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, I guess you got to do chunks at a time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so talk to me first, like, what high school did you go to? Bella, why don't you go first? And then how'd you hear about stunt and all that good stuff?
So I went to Liberty High School in, like, the Madera Ranchos. And I hadn't really, I've heard of stunt before because of, like, CBU stunt, so I knew of them. But then it came to my school my sophomore year, so then I did it for my sophomore and junior year. And then I also did cheer my whole life, so, like, it was kind of easier for me because I have cheer and it's, like, kind of the same thing. It's just more sharp and more clean. So that's how I knew of it, but, like, I've heard of it before, but that's really...
So did somebody, you and your friends, your cheerleading friends, say, hey, this new stunt thing is coming out at our school. You guys want to check it out? Is that kind of how it went for you? Or is you like, hey, I'm going to go. I don't know who else is going to try out.
Not really, because, like, I knew stunt, but, like, no one else from my school knew stunt, like, except for, like, my coach that brought it in. So they all had to, like, learn what stunt was. And, like, obviously I still had to learn about it, but, like, I knew of it. No one else really knew of it.
Did you have fun right away? Or is it like, I don't know if I'm digging this too much? Or is you like, yeah, I think it was like a mix.
Because, like, for me, it was easy for me to get it down. But, like, for my school, I don't think it was, like, as easy for people. So it was, like, it took a little bit longer for us to get started. So, like, our first year was a little rough. But then, like, our second year was a lot better. But
it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
And then your third year was better?
I didn't
better.
Do third year, but they did better.
Got it.
Than the first year, for sure.
What other schools did Liberty and Madera compete against? Do you remember?
We went Madera High, Madera South, Bullard, Fresno High, and Torres is what I remember. And Minarets. Yeah.
Good stuff. Allie, what about for you? What high school did you go to, and then how did you first hear about it?
Yeah, so I went to Clovis High School. And when I started, I had actually been getting my hair done by Coach Alyssa. I had no idea. I had heard of CBU stunt, but I didn't put two and two together of whether it was cheer or not. I had just seen that they were super sharp and they're doing all these crazy skills. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm pretty competitive. So seeing it to that skill level was cool. And so I was getting my hair done by her, and she had kind of talked about a possible program. I didn't think I was going to do it. I was at Fresno State at the time, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, have fun. That's a fun program to start, especially at the college level here in Fresno. And so, yeah. And then I went back to her one day, and I talked to my parents about it, and I was like, it seems like a lot of fun. So I talked to her about it, and that's kind of the start of learning about
it.
All Alyssa.
You were at Fresno State before you came to Fresno
Pacific?
Yeah,
I cheered at Fresno State, yeah.
And when did you decide, yeah, I'm going to go to Fresno Pacific and try this out?
Honestly, Alyssa's such a great coach. So, you know, I've had her as a coach for quite a long time, and, you know, I just thought it would be fun to kind of go to the college level with her. And then I had, you know, quite a few experiences at Fresno Pacific when I went and toured there and did all those things. And the environment is just, it's such a family environment. Everybody is so kind and so family oriented. And I was like, this is more my speed. Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. You guys remember what your first practice at the college level was like? Was it, you know, just a lot to take in?
That was, like, quite a while ago, so it's, like, hard for me to remember. But I do remember we were getting, like, our stunt group settled, which it's crazy enough that me and Allie got, like, put together on our first day. And then, like, that's been our stunt group ever since. But, like, we were just getting, like, around to things, and, like, everyone was trying to, like, get the feel of stunt because some people don't know what stunt is, too. Like, on our team, like, they've done cheer before, but, like, most people are new to stunt on our team, so we are all just trying to get the feel and, like, how it's going to go and, like, what we need to do.
Do you feel like you are a little more advanced than the other members of the team?
Yeah.
It's okay to be honest.
I feel like we have more, we know more
experience.
The experience, yeah.
Yeah. Allie, do you remember the first practice or two, or what that first week was like?
It was a little hard to remember, but kind of processing back, we were switching in and out of stunt groups and learning someone else's, how they stunt and all of those things, different flyers, different techniques is definitely difficult. But like Bella said, we got put together basically the first practice. So we were switching in and out with people, but, you know, we've had the same stunt group pretty much the whole time. So it was pretty easy. I feel like we have similar stunting styles. And my flyer I've based for, I mean, since eighth grade. So I knew her flying style as it was. And then catching on with just a base and a back spot. And I feel like we have similar stunting styles. So it was decently easy for us to kind of catch on with our group.
Coach, do you remember that first week? Are they telling the truth here? They were a little advanced. They knew what they were doing.
The first week was a blur, just with getting everybody cleared and making sure that we had enough practice time and space. So that was first week was a blur. But yes, we start out with just getting their stunts together, and they gelled pretty well. I didn't totally mean to put you two together or you with Maddie, because you had based her for a long time, but it just happened and it was what worked. And so they've been going ever since.
That's awesome. All right. I want to ask you girls, when like other athletes or other people on campus, whether you're in your class, study group, whatever, when they ask you what you do on campus and you tell them I'm involved with stunt, like what's the initial reaction you hear from people? Like, what is that? Is that a thing?
They're like, usually like, oh, they're like, oh, like what stunt? And I'm like, they're like, oh, you do stunt? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what is that? And I'm like, to basically dumb it down for them, I'm telling them like, it's cheer, but like without all the peppiness and like
pom-poms
and cheer, yeah, and like facials and stuff. It's more like the skills of cheer and like making that sharp and like making it a sport, basically.
And you're going against another school and you're getting, yeah, scores, and there's a time limit and all that. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Allie, what about for you? What are some reactions from other people on campus?
A lot of my professors and the administration are actually super interested. So they ask questions. They really are eager to learn about it, which is nice, especially coming from cheer. I feel like people kind of have their own image of cheer, and it's kind of hard to make that a sport with people's images from, I mean, cheer's been around forever. So explaining that is definitely hard since I've never done it, but obviously I have cheer experience, so it's kind of easy to get the gist of it. So I explain it. They're super eager to learn about it. They all want to come out to our games. I mean, again, the environment's just super good there.
And you call it games, not matches?
Games.
Call it games. Awesome. What are some of the more difficult moves that you guys have to do, or what's something that you're like, man, I don't even know if I could do this?
There's things, it's called a shotgun, but she does a backflip basically, to make it kind of a simple term, in the air. So you throw her from like an extended position, you dip down and throw a girl in a backflip quite in the air and catch her feet. We haven't quite got to that yet, but obviously we have the videos of the higher levels. So there's quite a few skills that I'm like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. But
you expect me to do that, coach?
Yeah.
How many months?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm super excited to try those things. Hopefully we get to that level at some point. But yeah, just stuff I've never tried before. I've been doing cheer for so long that trying the harder skills is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Bella, what's been difficult or what's been easier for you?
I feel like easier for me is my tumbling, because that's like my like thing. But like difficult is like getting like, I don't know how to say it. It's like the pyramids for sure, because like those are like the scariest part, because like obviously it's a person on top of a person on top of a person. So like most people like that's crazy. Like seeing somebody on top, like we have a shoulder stand and someone's on top of them, and then they're holding someone, and then it's just like three people on top of each other, or four.
Well,
Three.
So I've seen, you know, you stumble, you're flipping through the channels, you find, you know, on ESPN or ESPN2. And I think the first question that would pop into my mind, and probably a lot of listeners too, is like the fear factor part. You kind of hit on that a little bit, Bella, about, right, the fear and getting over that and trusting yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, is that, how much is that a part of your mindset right now?
I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely a main like factor that you have to like get over, because it's basically like the pyramids are the hardest part, and it's like getting over the fact, because like most people are flipping, like doing backflips in the air or doing a full twist in the air or backflipping on top of people and catching them in the air. So it's like, that's like the hardest part you have to like get over thinking about. So
yeah, coach, is that something you just kind of allow the girls to learn their own, the muscle memory, the mental part, or are you just constantly preaching, okay, you can do it, get over your fear?
There's a lot of steps you take for it. My husband is our assistant coach, actually, and he's been a cheerleader for I don't know how many years, a long time, and he's a bigger guy, so I do have him when we're learning new pyramids and new basket tosses. He does step in and base or spot the pyramid to make sure that the girls stay safe, because that's the first priority, is to keep them safe. And it also eases their minds a little bit when he's there, because it makes them feel like that's a seatbelt for them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we try to do it. But ultimately, they just have to do it to get over their fear, and then continue to do it to keep getting over their fear.
Trust factor is huge as well. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, what are some bonding moments that have maybe helped, right, make this an easier transition? Have you guys had some of those yet? Have you had retreats yet or anything like that, or is that coming soon?
We haven't had retreats. We're just getting going on just the flow of everything. But we've done a few events. I don't know if they want to go into how they liked them.
What have we done? Oh, the pool party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did pumpkin painting. And then what else did we do?
We did that, like, sock exchange sock game.
Oh,
we did
some,
like,
fun
games with some balloons, yeah. So we've done a few things just to try to bond, but they already got along great. So I didn't really have to try too much at those things.
That's great. All right. So remind me of the timeline where we're at. I think I mentioned February is when the first games are going to happen, practice wise, and then turning around to finally getting some competition in. As far as the timeline, like, where are you guys at now?
Oh, right now.
Are you practicing?
Yeah. So we practice 5 days a week. We still have NCAA restrictions, but we're practice 5 days a week. We will be off for a while in the winter time due to where our finals hit. So that'll be a little interesting when they come back. But we do practice 5 days a week. They have 2 days of strength and conditioning that they do as well. And then we start competing in February, playing in February.
First week of February. How many games are on the schedule right now?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we're looking at 10, 15.
I know how many tournaments, I think.
About
between 15 and 20.
Okay.
Maybe. I could be off. I just went over our schedule in our head since we make our own schedules.
Yeah.
So I want to say it's anywhere between 15 and 20.
Okay. We've got another couple minutes with members of the stunt team at Fresno Pacific University. Just, like, where are each of you at right now, like, as far as, man, we got a long ways to go versus I can't wait for some real competition. What does that look like? Bella, why don't you answer that first? What does that look like for you right now?
I'm actually, like, I'm really excited to
play
with my team. I guess you'd say, like, I feel like for being a first-year team, I think we're a lot farther than I thought we were going to be. We're a lot, like, better than I thought we were going to be honest. And I just, like, I want to get to the playing part, because I feel like it's gonna be fun.
I sense a competitive spirit in this room. I like
just
it.
Just a little competitive.
I like it.
Just
Allie, a little. And you mentioned you're competitive too. Like, yeah. How excited are you for this season?
I'm super excited. Obviously, I've never done it, so it's definitely different. I'm a little nervous because obviously you have teammates on the sideline. It's not your whole team going at once. You have a lot of eyes on you, especially with a first year program. So it's a little nerve wracking, but I'm super excited. Our team is so close and we all get along so well. We have a lot of the same values, so mostly just super excited. The nerves are kind of, I mean, it's not till February, so nerves are kind of low here right now, but I'm sure as the time goes, I'll get a little more nervous here towards the spring semester.
Alyssa, finally for you, last question for this segment, where do you feel the team is at? I saw you nodding your head a little bit, like, yeah, I think we might be a little farther along. I know you're extremely competitive as well. You've been doing this for a long time. So where do you feel the program's at right now?
Honestly, it's further than I thought it was going to be. When I actually interviewed for the job, I said I wanted to be routines 1 through 3 at our first year. And we have two of the stunt groups working on 4, actually 3 of the stunt groups working on 4, 1 working on 5. We've done pyramid 3 up to pyramid 5. So we've gone a lot further than I expected to go. Now it's just got about cleaning it up. Mm-hmm. So I was pleasantly surprised. And also bringing 28 girls together can be tricky. So I'm just more pleasantly surprised that they like each other so much, because that's always Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Bringing a bunch of freshmen and a few sophomores.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And got to do some more painting and what?
Painting
pool parties,
pumpkins. Yep. Pool parties.
Pumpkins, right? You guys are going to do it all. All right. So did that go fine? 18 minutes talking with you guys, and I know you guys were nervous. You did a fantastic job. So thanks, Bella and Allie and Alyssa. We're going to bring you back for session number two. I guess we could call it quarter number two. Might as well stick to the stunt rules. Quarter number two with a couple new young women on the stunt team. Thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll take a break on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here in the ESPN studios on Palm Avenue across from Bowler High School. And yes, it is pretty darn dark out there. I'm still not used to this darn time change and all that jazz. Driving in traffic and all that. Well, we got good stuff, though, going on here in the studio. We have members of the stunt team. Just heard from Bella and Allie. They did a fantastic job. Liberty Madera was represented. Clovis High. And now we have Allie Escalante and Jamie Galvez. And Coach Alyssa is here as well. So how are you guys doing? You guys doing good? You nervous?
Yeah,
excited?
Doing good.
Well, you guys get to sell yourselves. You get to sell your sport. Everyone's going to know about stunt after this hour. So this is a good thing. So we talked a little bit off air on your journeys there. Both you guys are not local. You're not from Madera. You're not from Clovis. So just kind of talk about what high school you went to and how you first heard about stunt and how you got here to Fresno Pacific University.
So I'm from Antioch, California, which is up north a little bit, about 2 hours away. I got into stunt about my freshman year of high school. The coach reached out to me because of a friend, and it was kind of a sailing ship there. I kind of fell in love with it, and here I am.
What were there a lot of other schools up near Antioch that did stunt as well?
Yeah, actually, our league was a really, really tough league. We had about, I think, six teams. So beginning like my freshman year, it was a little kind of rocky start-ish. A couple schools did it, but it was just back from COVID. But then by my junior, senior year, it was a really, really, really tough league.
Are there just competitions within your league, or there like central section or section championships or anything like that?
Yeah, we have our section championship. We call it NCS because we're up north. And that's based off of, I believe, the first three teams that place in BVAL. So unfortunately, we kind of placed that fourth because of our league was really tough. But NCS was a really, really tough one with our local surrounding schools.
And when did you first hear that Fresno Pacific was starting a team? And when did you say, yep, that's where I'm going?
About a year ago, actually.
Okay.
About a year ago in like September, I went to College Combine, and then Coach seen me and then reached out, and it was kind of just from there. In like December, I think, or January, I verbally committed, and then I was like, I want to go there. I didn't really kind of have an eye for anywhere else.
That's awesome. It was an easy commit,
as we like to say. It really was.
And what do you love about your experience so far? We talked a little bit of a team bonding, and first week was a little bit hit and miss with some things, but Coach says you guys are doing really well. So what do you love so far, though, about your experience?
I don't even think I can name one thing. I love everything about it. Our team bond is amazing, and I also love the small, tight-knit school because that's the only schools that I grew up going to. So I don't think I would have been able to go to a big college. So coming to a more community-oriented school was really for me, and just the team bond is phenomenal.
I hear that a lot in these interviews, how much they love Fresno Pacific and the community feel that it has. And you had a different route, not only to Fresno Pacific, but a longer plane ride as well. And you're the only senior on the team, as far as I know, right? You're only senior. So talk about your journey.
So all my life, I grew up in the East Coast. I went to high school in New Jersey, and I did cheer my whole life. I've been at Fresno Pacific for all of my 5 years here. I moved down because my sister, she lived across the street from Fresno Pacific. And we have a big, like, age gap, so we don't really see each other. So, like, she lived here and I lived on the East Coast, so it was just kind of hard. She was like, why don't you come down, be here at college, and you can live with me? And I was like, sure, why not? So that's how I heard about Fresno Pacific. So I came down here, and then I was on the cheer team for the last 3 years that I was here, and then it was just go from there. Like, just moved my whole family moved down from here too. That's so great. It's been an amazing journey.
Have you graduated with your undergraduate yet?
Not yet. Not
That's
yet.
That's gonna happen this year.
That's gonna happen this year.
That's awesome. That's great. Coach, I want to ask you about. Let's talk about these two young ladies to your right. Like, what you've seen from them, what their skill sets are, how much you've enjoyed them so far, especially coming from New Jersey and joining the team for the first time as the only senior.
Yeah, so both of them are different positions. Jamie is a base and Allie is a flyer, or a top, we call them. Both of them they're great. Obviously, I wanted both of them onto the team. She was on cheer, Jamie was on cheer, so I got to work with her a little bit before I was the coach of stunt. And I saw her potential there. And then she is just sailed away with the group she's in. They're a little workhorse group. They mm-hmm. just keep going and going and going and going. Jamie's group never stops moving and continues to stunt over and over and over and over again, which is fantastic. Obviously, Allie's super tiny, so she's easy to throw around. But she's been, you know, everybody's stunting technique is different, so we've been like relearning some certain things, and she's been doing really well. She did a flipping basket for the first time. We're starting to control those more, working on tech X's. She's very tiny, but she did mid-layer, so she held somebody on top of her standing on people. So she's been doing fantastic. They both have been doing fantastic, and I'm super proud of both of them.
That's great. Allie, all right, I'm going to follow up with that. I asked the other group about the fear factor, right? Mm-hmm. What that looks like, getting over some fears. Do you still have a little bit of fear with some things when they're throwing you, or like, did your body become used to it? What's that look like for you?
Honestly, I kind of try to like ignore all the fear. It's always going to be there, but I kind of just like, I get really excited rather than nervous because I'm so eager to learn new skills. But yeah. Just a little fear there.
A little fear.
It's not.
That's good. A little healthy fear.
It's like a little healthy fear, yeah. It's more like a thrill.
Yeah.
Is how I like to explain it. Like a thrill, adrenaline rush.
Absolutely. I can see that. Jamie, what about for you? Like, you're the one that throws.
Yes, I'm the person that is under the group, under the top person. For me, it's a lot more fear than anything. Just because, you know, you're throwing someone in the air and, like, your one main priority is to, like, make sure they don't fall and they don't get
hurt.
Safety
first, yeah.
Safety first. So throwing, like, these new skills, like, kind of, like, gets in my head a little bit. But it kind of just pushes me more because it's, like, something that I want to do. Like, I want to hit it. Like, I want to be on the mat, like, hitting these skills. So I just kind of just push my fear out of the way. And I try it. And if it doesn't work, keep doing it again.
Let's roll it. Let's roll it until we get it right.
Yep.
I'm sensing a great theme here, Coach, with the young ladies that you brought here. Competitive.
Oh yeah.
They want to do things right. Mm-hmm. How big of that is that in this sport?
Well, the sport naturally kind of breeds the, what do you want to call it?
The perfection
work ethic.
Part.
Well, yeah, and yes. Work ethic. And, like, makes people work on things because there's always something to work on. You can always take your stunt group and go do more things. You can always work on jumps. You can always work on tumbling. And there's routines they can be working on while other people are working on things. So it kind of breeds this, like, environment where everybody wants to better themselves and everybody wants to work hard.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's some evidence out there that this sport is really taking off? You said you mentioned Kentucky and you've watched film. Like, what... Is it a big thing in the SEC? What's it look like?
So we just got our NCAA championship status or recommendation. So I think on the last NCAA voting, Division II was getting voted in for having a championship through NCAA. It is the fastest emerging sport for women ever. It surpassed, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it surpassed wrestling, women's wrestling. But it's the fastest sport that's come to a championship status I mean, it's grown. Division two, I think we have 29 teams in it now, and they take 11 to nationals. So
do you know where nationals might be?
It's in Nashville.
All right. Is that a goal? Is that a realistic goal?
It's a goal. I haven't counted on it, but I also haven't counted it out, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense.
There's a lot of new teams this year, so there's a good chance it could potentially be something for us.
Okay.
Just make sure we have the budget for it.
We'll make that work. Yes. Absolutely. And you've helped grow the sport through some clinics. There's some clinics that you've been promoting out there and been having with maybe some of the younger generation. What's that look like?
So in the Valley, there's been kind of a lull of college clinics for people to go to. We have Fresno State. They have their One Spirit Fest that they do. I'm sure that they're going to start doing more because they just had a coaching switch. But there's kind of a lull. And people, we have a lot of talent in the Valley. And people want to come into these clinics and learn more and get recognized and get scholarships. And regardless if they come to Fresno Pacific or not, it's an opportunity for our Valley kids to go and do something. Because, you know, if I don't have a spot for them, maybe another school does. Or maybe they fit up better on another team. So it's these clinics bring attention to the school most for the first part, but then also brings attention to the sport in general and starts growing the sport.
When, Jamie, I'll ask you this question. Did you play other sports growing up? Did you play soccer and then naturally just, you know, became a good stunt person? What did that look like for you?
I had my time where I played basketball for like a year or two when I was like 3 or 5.
All right.
Like around there. But no, mainly I started off with cheerleading since I was 8. And ever since, like, I just loved the sport. So I just like went through it, even through high school and then even till college. And then I heard about stunt around 2 years ago when Alyssa mentioned it to the cheer team. And then from there, this is my first year, so it's been going, like, really good, and I enjoy stunt a lot.
Awesome. Allie, what about for you? Were you involved in other sports growing up?
No. I was put into cheer, like, competitive cheer when I was 6 years old. And then ever since, it was, like, a sailing ship. I did competitive cheer from the age of 6 to 17, and then I did stunt all throughout high school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Got a couple more minutes, and then we're going to bring in the other girls, and they have some more questions for you. I'm curious, Coach, about gym time. How are you able to share that gym? Wait, you got basketball that's going on. You got volleyball. Like,
yeah,
when do
women's
you guys
basketball.
Practice?
Right now, we have 2 days a week. We practice at 6 a.m. And 1 day a week, we practice at 7 a.m. And then we also practice on an afternoon 3 to 5. But on Wednesdays, we go into the Warkentine Cultural Arts Center, and we practice over there. But we don't tumble when we're over there just because it's on cement floor and I'm trying to protect their ankles yes. and legs and stuff. But gym time is a big puzzle. I definitely give props to the people who figure out the gym time. So it's a big puzzle.
I'm sure it is. At the high school level, gym time is very sacred as well. Coaches are always fighting for gym time. Is that 6 a.m. practice time rough for you? Rough for you, Jamie? Are you like when that alarm sounds, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Or is it like, are you just springing up and sprinting to practice?
So I'm not a morning person, so getting up at like 5:20 in the morning is kind of a little bit rough for me. But as soon as I hear that first alarm, I try to spring up because I'm terrified of being late. But 6 a.m. practices are a little bit rough. It's like really cold in the morning, so our muscles are just a little tighter and it's cold, and it's like we have to do like a little extra like workout in there to get our muscles warmed up because the stunting and the tumbling really hurts when we're cold.
Well, you've had good weather so far as the Central Valley, but the cold is coming. Nothing like New Jersey, like you grew up with. But you might have to start some practices where you see your breath, right? And then take it from there. Allie, how are you on those 6 a.m. practices?
They're great. my roommate is also on the team with us, but then my other roommate is not. So it's a little challenging waking up in the mornings to be quiet.
Grabbing your stuff in the dark.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. We have to use our flashlights and cover our flashlight. But it's really not bad. I like it because we're done in the morning, so then I kind of have the rest of my day because I only have two classes that day. So I just start my day early and I end it early so then I can do whatever I need to do, like homework, study, or whatever.
Good answers. We didn't get into the school part about it, man. This time is absolutely flying. Maybe next time you guys could come on, we'll talk about what you guys enjoy about school. You're going to graduate this year, so get out there in the workforce. All right, let's wave over the other two girls. And we got some questions from Zach. He's got some questions from the other student athletes on campus. Are they playing foosball? There they come. All right. They're tumbling
they
in. They're tumbling in. All right. Zach, you got some questions for the young ladies here. So Allie's back joining us. So is Bella. And when you hear your name being called, just go ahead and lean forward and answer the questions in the microphone. But go ahead, Zach. Fire away.
Hey guys, so we got a couple questions that we're taking from some students and some that we came up with as well. So the first question we're going to ask is for Coach Trout. It's no easy task to spearhead the birth of a college program. So what do you hope to accomplish in this first year of STUNT?
The first year, I hope to just make a name for our program and surprise people. Because starting a first-year program is always tough, and you never know what's going to happen, and so that's my goal. But ultimately, my goal for them is that they enjoy this time, and it's memories for life for them.
Ooh, thank you. Our next question is for Bella. So we asked this last week, too, to some of the men on the basketball team. Who's the funniest, and who's the most serious teammate you have?
I'm going to be honest. I'm definitely the funniest. The most serious? Let me think. Actually, no one's serious on our team, to be honest. We're all kind of really funny, but yeah. Yeah, goobers.
Thanks. So our next question is for Allie G. So you got the experience of cheering at Fresno State before taking on this role in STUNT. What did you learn as a Bulldog that will help shape your time here as a Sunbird?
Yeah, we do a lot of college skills and college level stunts. So having that experience with the three people high pyramids and the hardest college skills that you don't do in high school, you don't do in travel cheer, is really nice to take away from that kind of environment.
Cool. Thank you. And now for Allie E., are there any pre-competition rituals you have? Do you see any teammates take on any wacky pre-competition rituals as well?
Yeah, I really do. My shoes have to be incredibly tight. If not, I feel like the world's over. and I have this thing where I have to hit the floor. I don't know. I'd have to connect with it. It's just
the ground.
Yeah.
Thank you. And lastly, for Jamie. You were a four-year member of the cheer squad before taking on this role in STUNT. What are some of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Definitely going to our competitions in Anaheim. Those are for sure, like, memory cores, like, getting to compete against other schools and just being with your team. And it's, like, the one and only time our cheer team can actually, like, travel and make memories, go out to dinner as a team. So that's actually, like, really fun. So I'm excited to see where doing that with our stunt team takes us.
Cool. Thank you guys so much. So what's next for the Sunbirds? Tomorrow, both men and women's soccer will head down to La Mirada to take on Biola in some crucial conference matchups, the women playing first and the men to follow. They will continue on to Point Loma Nazarene on Saturday, playing in a similar fashion. Both teams are still in the hunt for PacWest postseason play. Men's water polo will host their final home WWPA matchup against UC Merced on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Sunnyside High School. Men's and women's swim will head up the street that same day to Fresno State for another tri meet with Cal State Bakersfield beginning at 12 p.m. Men and women's cross country will fly out across state lines again again to Monmouth, Oregon for the 2025 NCAA West Regional Championships hosted by Western Oregon University, taking place Saturday morning. Volleyball, pending a first seed West Region ranking in a few weeks, would play host to 2025 NCAA D2 West Regional. Nonetheless, they host Chaminade in what may be their final home game of the season on Friday at 6 p.m. in the Special Events Center. Make sure to be there. Thank you. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Great wrap up there. Great things are happening at Fresno Pacific University. Thank you guys for listening. Great job, all of you. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks to Bella Miranda, Allie Geiger, Allie Escalante, Jamie Galvez, and Coach Alyssa Trout. And, of course, for Zach for providing that information about Fresno Pacific University coming up. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great rest of your week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.